We are following some other business news. General Motors has been talking with its union, the United Auto Workers, about a new contract. Yesterday, a top GM executive said his company wants to peg union workers' pay to their job performance.
All those things that I get measured on, I want everybody else to be measured on, too.
That's GM's North America president, Mark Royce. He says workers who turn out quality vehicles would benefit financially, and that would be a big change at GM, as Tracy Samuelton of Michigan Radio reports.
In the UAW's not-so-distant past, it would have been sacrilege to consider linking a worker's pay increases to things like attendance or reducing the number of cars that have to be sent back for repairs. But this isn't your father's UAW. It's Bob King's. The union president doesn't dispute that high fixed labor costs contributed to GM's bankruptcy.
So we've got to be smart and creative, finding ways to increase income without creating a competitive disadvantage. It would be really shooting ourselves in the foot.
If pay for performance ends up in the contract, King could have a hard sell to the rank and file. There's plenty who want their leadership to get back what they once had. That usually meant guaranteed hourly wage increases. Pay for performance will likely be on the negotiating table at Chrysler and Ford as well. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton in Ann Arbor.